Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for supporting the channel. Okay, one of the big stories in the UK media, in the UK trash media, that is to say, has been the issues concerning the BBC primetime Saturday night programme Strictly Come Dancing. And you will have picked up in the story that it's been reported that three professional dancers have refused the COVID vaccine and are now actually seeking legal help to prevent their identity from being publicly revealed. So this has caused all the usual tut-tutting from the usual sources. You know, how dare these people, the unvaxxed, how dare they put the lives and the health of other competitors and celebrities at risk by not taking the jab? Okay, so that's interesting. These people have been pretty much demonized. And then comes the delightful news today that Strictly Come Dancing is plunged into further crisis as two of the stars have to pull out of the next live show after testing positive for COVID. So hang on a second. So if I get this one right, this is the two individuals are Tom Fletcher, apparently ex-McFly, and Amy Dowden. Those are the two individuals who have had to pull out. But hilariously, there's no indication that these pair have not been double vaccinated. So hang on a second. So we now have COVID being spread in Strictly Come Dancing by the vaccinated. Yes, yes, that's what's happening. And all the media do is cry about the fact that three people aren't vaccinated. In fact, when you look at the data, it's so obvious that in many regards, the greatest threat to the spread of the virus comes from the smug double jabbed who for whatever reasons, which we can discuss in other podcasts, seem remarkably likely to actually catch the Rona. Yeah. So the delight in this one is all the media has done is badmouth the three professional dancers who haven't taken the double jab. And then it turns out that the people that actually have caught COVID are the vaccinated on the program. So if the logic is, the logic they've been running up until now has been, look, everyone in this show has to get the jab. That protects us all. But hang on a second. Two of the stars of the program who have been jabbed have caught the virus. So why on earth would anybody want to take the vaccine? Why would you want to take the vaccine if in this case those that have taken it have caught it, and those who haven't taken it haven't caught it? You see the problem, don't you? And this is the biggest problem they have. The entire jab lobby. Absolutely, is the whole thing is predicated on what is fundamentally a lie, and I don't think it's too strong to say that the lie is that they say you've got to take the jab twice so that you can have the protection from the virus. And then when you ask them to explain, well, what is the protection, it gets a little bit more tricky for them. So if you say to them, well, will that mean I won't get it? No, it doesn't mean that. Does that mean that I won't transmit it? No, it doesn't mean that. Does that mean that I won't have severe symptoms? Well, you might, but it could be worse if you didn't, possibly up to a point, who knows? And that's it. That's the selling story. So this is because of the media selling it relentlessly day in, day out. They get away with these kind of things. I mean, for example, this morning I heard an ad on the radio selling the benefits of the NHS Track and Trace app. And I am told on this ad that the NHS Track and Trace app keeps you safe. In what way does any app on my phone keep me safe? No app keeps me safe. But yeah, there's a lot of money being spent, again, selling this nefarious lie that these things that they're telling you keep you safe, they never define the meaning of the word safe, and they never quantify the meaning of the word safe, nor do they quantify the benefits of the vaccines. But in the case of Strictly Come Dancing, as I say, they've spent the last 2 weeks absolutely going for those professional dancers who very sensibly have proven, decided not to take the jibby jab. And actually, the other thing I read, I don't know if you saw in the last couple of days, something like 2/3 of Premier League footballers have not taken the jibby jab. So, gosh, it's almost like those people who rely on their physical prowess for, you know, to earn their living, for, to do their job, they recognize there's a problem here and they don't want to touch it. And yet the media damn them, call them irresponsible, call them reckless, suggest that they're spreaders, suggest that they're endangering other people's health. And then we discovered this last yesterday that the people on Strictly Come Dancing who have got the virus and who could have been spreading it are the vaccinated. The irony is sublime. And it's not just in Strictly Come Dancing this is happening. This is happening right across society. We recognize the fact that the people who took the jabs thinking that that gave them some degree of immunity from catching or transmission, they've clearly misjudged it. Clearly, the vaccine does nothing of the sort. Clearly, they are as likely to be super spreaders as anyone else. And there we have it, folks. So I'm not sure if it's cause for us to do a dance. But it's certainly a good reason to do a twirl. So, yeah, looks like Strictly Come Dancing is in peril because of the vaccinated on the show. Thanks for listening.